Didn't hurt you as much as it hurted me. And now, it's been one of those days, let me tell you. The astrology hour. I'm going berserk. I'm going to go. It's a good thing I'm nonviolent, right? Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris. This is the Astrology Hour on KFOX. Welcome to the show, 93.5 FM. You know all about us. We've been here for years. We're going to try to be here for longer. Oh, I feel better today. I feel good. I like the Aries moon, and I'm glad I'm not too much of a Scorpio. Today's topic is called One Day at a Time. We're talking about each day as a separate incarnation and how you can make the best of a 24-hour period today. So that should be a lot of fun. Welcome to the Astrology Hour. A lot of you are having some problems. My phone's here and at home and in my office have been ringing off the hook with people that seem to be going through change of life. Doesn't matter how old they are, these transits are literally playing havoc. And it's just, I have to present the topics that I feel philosophically will help my listeners and my club members out the best possible. And I think one of the problems that we all have is so many of us do not know how to live in the now. We don't know how to deal with the present. Too many of us are anchored to the past. Those of you that are having lunar transits, squares and oppositions to your moons, in conjuncts to your moons, those of you like myself that are having transits to your Cancer planets, oh, a lot of us born in the 40s and 50s, right? Oh, right. Venus in Cancer, Uranus in Cancer, all kinds of sun, moon, rising in Cancer. My friend Roger's got a Cancer rising. It is our trait to hang on to the past and to sometimes not be able to let go. We are oftentimes endeared with the past, and we are afraid to let go, so we dwell in it, we live in it, and we carry it around with us with a big sack over our shoulders. And also, those of you with Saturn in the water sign, Scorpio, Cancer, and Pisces, may also have a karma with the past, not being able to let go. Now, the rest of us are dreamers. Are those of you that have Pisces planets, afflicted Neptunes like I do, if you have a Uranus square Neptune, a Venus square Neptune, a Mars opposed Neptune, you people are not really being real because you are looking towards the future and you are looking at it in such a way where you are expecting a miracle, which is okay because in the Course of Miracles it does tell you to expect a miracle, but some of the things you're expecting are too unreal, I may add. Maybe you will be a Michael Jackson type superstar singer or a Robert Redford or a Natalie Wood type actor or actress. I'm not saying that's not possible. But I am saying that oftentimes it is like a lotto, like unto a lotto, or some kind of major contest connected to those who do win the big stardom prize, the big stardom reward, and actually do end up with the big bucks. So what we do find is that we dwell in the past and we dream about the future. And while we're busy dwelling and dreaming, what's happening to our lives? It reminds me of a book, one of the best books I ever read by Baba Ram Dass, which was called Be Here Now, which is one of the things that actually really set me on course. Be Here Now, which is the way that I wake up every day and live each day like it was an individual lifetime. I recognize waking up in the morning is a symbolism for birth, and I also identify and recognize going to sleep at night as a symbolism and hopefully what it would be like to die peacefully and quietly and mildly and calmly. And during the day, I live each and every day like it was a separate life. Now, if you total up how many days I've lived, right, 40 years times 365, well, then you're probably going to get something like maybe 16,000 days or 16,000 days that I've lived like 16,000 lifetimes. This attitude, this philosophy of one day at a time is so helpful. It is so powerful because so many of us get lost in worrying about the income tax deadline, April 16th and 17th. Are worrying about the rent that's due on the first, are worrying about how we're going to pay for the kids' clothes and their food and the college education, and worried about our futures and anchored to our past that we find ourselves in metaphysical ruts that create so much immobility, non-stability and stagnation, and also what I also refer to as maybe just a sludge of an effect on our lives that we're not actually using the creative powers that we have to the best of our abilities. You see, we are producers and directors. We are also the actors, the leading role, stars of our lives. We are at the center of the universe. In fact, we are the universe And the day really should be spent as a creative effect, as a creative impulse, which means a lot of you are worried about your lives, right? And you're really bummed, but you still go dancing, you still watch television, you still spend lots of times with your friends when you know what you really should be doing is organizing, planning, creating, and studying, and manifesting things in your life that can help you become happier in the future. See, if you get control with the now, if you get in control with the creative now, and you plug into the creative impulse, which is the gift that we all share, then you will actually plug into such power, such unimaginable power, that no matter what kind of transit you have, and like I say, whether you have Cancer planets and dwell in the past, or whether you have Pisces planets and dream of the future, or afflicted moons or afflicted Neptunes, or whether you have Saturn in the water signs, or whether you're just loaded with Virgo, or your Mercury's afflicted and you're just a worrier. See, like Virgo planet, people are afflicted Mercuries. Like I have a moon square Mercury, which is like a Virgo affliction. So, you know, I've come from a worrying family with a worrying mother who was always thinking of the worst things. Do you know, my mother was so psychic and such a powerful manifester that for many years, ever since I was a child, she always said, I don't want you to have a BB rifle because you're going to shoot yourself in the eye with it. And if she didn't tell me that once, she must have told to me 1,000 times. Well, you know, I was very militaristic when I was a child because I've been a warrior in past lives, so it was natural and normal for me to want to play with guns. And I went out and forged a paper and bought a BB rifle when I was 12. And wouldn't you know, the very first day that I had that rifle, guess what? I caught a ricochet in the eye and ended up in the hospital for a week and almost lost my eye. So now I'm not blaming my mother for that. But my mother, had she never ever mentioned the BB rifle thing at all, then I might not have been challenged to go out and forge that paper and buy it and shoot myself like I did. See my point? I was so embarrassed that I did that, but I shot thousands, hundreds of rounds of BBs that day, and I was shooting them everywhere, and I was shooting little animals, and it was a karma. It was something that I was meant to learn about guns at an early age. So my mother's worries and her fears, because she wasn't in the now and she wasn't into protective, projecting positive and happy and optimistic futures, because she worried so much. She used to worry that I would die in a red sports car. She'd always tell me, I don't want you to buy red. Do you want to know something? I will never own a red sports car, because this is one of the worries and one of the fears that my mother has projected and manifested. So even if a friend has a red car, I won't go in it, because of my mom's worries. See what I mean? So if you are a person that worries a lot about the same thing over and over again, things that don't even exist, are you anchored to your past, then take heed from this topic and be here now and one day at a time and make use of every single day as best as you can and recognize yourself as a powerful force of God with a powerful messianic center. And please, the best book I can recommend for this topic is The Course in Miracles, which does restore the power to the individual. It does restore the energy of God within the individual, and it is so important. It is so important that we take heed to this lesson and pay close attention to the personal power that each and every human being has. The reason why I teach astrology and the reason why I recommend astrology is because I want to alert the public as to how vulnerable a human being can be. I want them to know. I want to alert the public to all the things in their being, in their essence, where their power is, and I want to alert them to where their weaknesses is, just like the South Node being the power and the North Node being the strength. We talked about that this week. I want to alert them to where they'll fall down, what their karma is with their Saturn. I want to alert them to their sensitivity with their moon sign and their identity, which is their sun sign, their life force and male influence, which is their Mars, and their Venus influence. I mean, like, some people are meant to go through a lot of relationships over and over and over again until they finally get it. And the reason, and there's a reason for everything. Once again, metaphysically, the universe is perfect. And everything happens for an important cause, for an important effect. This universe is like an ocean, and it does have a lot of waves. It goes back and forth, and it ebbs and it flows, and you always know the people you have karma with because there's a pain situation that's created
when you do have karma. And the best thing to do is send them into the light and let it go. You live your life and you try to be peaceful with everyone you know, and then people stab you in the back when they turn on you and they try to make you feel lousy. And the best thing to do is just send them off into the light and focus on your creative impulse. Don't dwell on the crap of your past and don't worry about your future. Instead, turn off the TV set, push yourself away from the ice cream and dessert table, get yourself removed from whatever distraction you may be having because you visit that friend every single day or you're on the phone every single night. If your life is not working, it's because you're not working on it. So what you got to do is remove all that busy stuff that's keeping you from being creative. Get yourself a computer, a typewriter, a pad, and a pen, or an organizer book, and start organizing ideas and use that power you have, that God-given power, to create things in your life that will work in the now. Don't worry about the future. You want it now. You want to write affirmations and you want to visualize things that are happening right now for you, and you want to be logical about it. You want to be practical about it. And I know a lot of you are having such incredible transits. You're turning 30. You're turning 40, you're turning 50, you're turning 20, you're turning 10. Every time you turn another decade older, it seems that you go through a situation in your life where you are forced to rebirth. You are forced to have higher awareness. You are forced to have increased sensitivity. And you are forced to make adjustments and adaptations so life can be much more comfortable. If you're sick, if your body is in a bad shape, if the temple of your soul is not in a good maintenance, then that's where your focus should be. Your creative impulse should be focused on health and seeing a doctor and getting the exercise and correcting that diet. See what I mean? You need to take an active participation. This world, especially this society, is drugged by subliminal effect in society, radio included, television included, books, magazines, and newspapers, and especially all the people around us, are major powerful distractions that do what they can to take us away from being creative and spiritual so we can create positive energy in our lives to allow us to be happy. Now, if you learn anything from today's topic, I want you to remember the mantra, one day at a time, one day at a time, one day at a time. Be here now. Buy the book by Baba Ram Dass. Be here now. Get the Course in Miracles. And also maybe the book Secrets from a Stargazer's Notebook. Those three books will really get you off your feet and started into the world of astrology, metaphysics, psychic, and spiritual awareness and teach you about this God power you have within, alert you to the vehicle that you're all about, get a chart done from our show here, send away for your own chart, and you will be so excited when you finally figure out what the process is in the universe. It will take such a major edge of worry and stress off your life that automatically, like thousands of Astrology Hour listeners throughout the year, you will be able to handle and tackle and succeed in life that much easier, one day at a time. Don't worry. Be happy. What do you do to stop worry? You modify your behavior. How do you modify it? Instead of being negative in your thought processes, you start being positive. You start being creative. It's like sitting down like a little kid with a piece of paper and drawing. Are being artistic, are writing or shaping ideas, things to do to improve my life, make a list, my goals, things to do, these are my goals, careers I'd like to seek, things I have to do to fix up my apartment or my home or my residence, what is required to finish my taxes, organize. Things are not going to happen unless you get the computer, the typewriter, or just the pen and the piece of paper and start creating ideas and information on paper that can allow you and alert you to what you have to do. People that pretend to be aware and smart, brilliant, even high IQ and totally right brain people are still, for some reason, they're too stupid to know how to organize and plan out their lives. So some of the brightest, most intelligent, most aware people I know allow themselves to be drugged by society. And God forbid, God forbid a billion times, right, Mom, if you should be seduced by obsessions like needing sex without love or needing drugs or alcohol to sustain your life. You know, not only are you held by the television set, the radio, the magazines, the newspapers, and whatever else in society can shackle you from being progressive and productive. But on top of that, you need the Valium or the joint or the cocaine or the drink to sustain and supplement your life. You're totally drugged and held by society. Then you call me up and you say, Farley, what's happening with my career and relationship? I don't have to look at your chart to know what's happening. You are probably deluded and seduced by society's tricks and traps. We are in such a commercial world right now that so many of us think we're in a free country. We are literally held prisoner by commercialism. I even find it difficult not to turn the TV on the second I walk into the house. I would like to walk into the house and turn the phone off and the TV off and meditate for 20 minutes and then sit down at my computer and create some positive creative ideas every day. If I wasn't employed and if I didn't have any money or if I didn't have a home, you better believe instead of sitting on the street like a bum, I'd get myself a pad and a piece of paper and I'd start a list of things to do, goals I'm planning. And I'd start manifesting. That's how the visualization power of God works. One day at a time. Be here now. This is a critical topic that probably most of you, if not all of you, needed to hear. And I would appreciate your response on this topic, please. Please let me know what you think of this topic. I feel the blissful experience that we share, the major spiritual communion that we thousands of people share every day on KFOX, and the wonder and the miracle that this show can present to the people of this planet, and especially Southern California, and this sludge that we live in this planet. Let me tell you, it can be tough unless we have help midday LA, 12 noon, right here. I think you're all wonderful, beautiful people, and I think that you are all God, and you are all very powerful beings. As far as I'm concerned, I see a Jesus Christ energy inside of every one of you, a total messianic force, men, women, and children. We should all respect that messianic ability in each and every one of us. Wow, this planet would be a lot more fun to live on if we all realized our total God potential. So please, just one day at a time, be here now, focus on each day as a lifetime, birth to death, make the best of each and every day, and best of all, have a good time at it. Have fun, be happy, be funny, hang out with funny, happy, positive people. If you don't like the situation you're in, then create something different on a piece of paper. You can work your way out of it, you can box your way out of the punching bag if you want to. It takes a little time, a little effort, a little belief, a little imagination, a little will. You can do it. I believe you can do it. So go for it. Okay?